mean, one of the good lucks I had was they decided I wasn't manic depressive, or they decided I didn't have bipolar disorder. They decided I had a personality disorder, and there's basically no treatment for that, except behavior mod. So I didn't get any drugs. I wasn't all drugged up. What I did to sort of keep my mind alive was I would observe what was going on, and I would try and figure out why different people were there. You know, what were they? How come they were there? It didn't seem crazy to me. Some did, but many of them didn't seem crazy at all. And so I began to believe that I began to get Foucauldian without ever having read Foucault. So I began to think this was about social control, and that for whatever reason, we were people that were offensive to society, so they put us in these places to get us out of the way. Sometimes it was because we were old and alone. Sometimes it was because we had intellectual deficits. Sometimes it was because we had diseases like diabetes and our insulin didn't control our moods very well. And sometimes we were kids who were troubled. Sometimes we were people who otherwise would have been in jail. And this was kind of like a place where we were put to be out the way. And then the primary objective of these places was a custodial care. It wasn't much in the way of treatment, except a lot of drugs. And some very old drugs, too. There was a lot of Haldol being dispensed, and there was a thing called paraldehyde, which they gave us at night so we could sleep. And it was mostly alcohol, and it had a terrible side effect where you kind of smelled sour if you took this thing. And because of the way I was, I got to have a good tour of the hospital, so I started off on an admitting ward, and then I ran away, and I was brought back by the cops, and because I wasn't very successful at hiding, I didn't have any street smarts. And so then they locked me up, and they locked me up for the first time on a geriatric ward, and most of my fellow inmates there were people who had syphilis, and it had gone, had become asymptomatic until it became tertiary syphilis, which sort of melts your brain. So they were really gaga. And then some of the other people had epilepsy and had fallen on their head a lot of times, so they were gaga. And some people didn't speak at all. Okay. And some people paced, and some people hit their head, and some people should have been in a facility for people with developmental challenges. And some of them were First Nations people who were clearly being oppressed by many systems. So I'm kind of looking at all this, and I'm starting to think, this isn't about care at all. This is a control thing. And we're all, this whole place is about control. It's controlling bad teenage girls who sleep around. It's controlling bad teenage boys who are violent or who steal stuff. And it's controlling old farmers who are a bit senile. So I started to get really kind of angry about that. So you can see that I'm sort of being an on-site anthropologist or sociologist or something, trying to figure out why particular people are there and what they're like, and why they maybe shouldn't be there at all. They maybe should be some other place. There were a number of people with Down syndrome, for instance, who were sweet people who got abused by the other patients, right? Sexually abused, usually. Or made fun of, and they shouldn't have been there. And then there were people who had birth defects, and they shouldn't have been there. And the kids, none of the kids should have been there. They weren't crazy, they were just troubled. So that I sort of got radicalized while I was there.